We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
And when I stood at that spot, reason it got to me is George Floyd's story has been the story of black folks. Because ever since 401 years ago, the reason we could never be who we wanted and dreamed of being is you kept your knee on our neck. We were smarter than the underfunded schools you put us in, but you had your knee on our neck. We could run corporations and not hustle in the street, but you had your knee on our neck. We had creative skills. We could do whatever anybody else could do. But we couldn't get your knee off our neck. What happened to Floyd happens every day in this country, in education, in health services, and in every area of American life. It's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks. That's the problem, no matter who you are. We thought maybe we had a complex, T.I., maybe it was just us. But even blacks that were broke through, you kept your knee on that neck. Michael Jordan won all of these championships, and you kept digging for mess because you got to put a knee on our neck. White housewives would run home to see a black woman on TV named Oprah Winfrey, and you mess with her because you just can't take your knee off our neck. Man comes out of a single-parent home, educates himself, and rises up and becomes the president of the United States. And you ask him for his birth certificate. Because you can't take your knee off our neck. The reason why we're marching all over the world is we were like George. We couldn't breathe, not because there was something wrong with our lungs, but you wouldn't take your knee off our neck. We don't want no favors. Just get up off of us, and we can be and do whatever we can be.
Incredible. Incredible. Oh. No. Preach it. Preach it. Al Sharpton really nailed it yesterday. And for, you know, there are people in our country who still support Donald Trump, fewer and fewer, which is probably the best news I could give you today. There are fewer and fewer people supporting Donald Trump. I'm looking at polling. 74% of America believes that the murder of George Floyd was just not a symbol, but it was an indication. It was a big, giant red flag that something is wrong in America. With racial discrimination, with policing, with education, with the access to health care, with, you know, the whole system is broken. And 74% of America understands that the rage and the sadness and the grief that has been expressed for the last 11 days is part of a bigger picture. The Trump supporters don't get that. I mean, you know, it's very interesting because you think you know who you're talking to, you know, for the most part. You go into, a place of business that you always go into and you see the same person behind the counter and he or she is a very nice person, you know, and you like going to their store because whatever they do or make or serve you is delicious or wonderful or something you like and you buy it repeatedly. And then all of a sudden this happens and conversations start. And you find out that people that you thought were, you know, well-adjusted, normal, mature people are really dead inside or blind or deaf or just plain dumb. And it saddens you and it shakes you to your core and it makes you just sit back and say, whoa, whoa, the conversations that have been had by me and Howard and Jessica with people, and Brett too, with people that we all thought were, you know, normal, well-adjusted, eyes wide open, business owners, you know, neighbors, decent people, have been so shockingly horrible that it shakes you. It shakes you to your very core. I'll give you an example. I won't name the store, but there's a store near me that makes soup. It's all he makes, soup and a couple of sandwiches, you know, he'll make. And we love his Manhattan clam chowder. So much so that when he makes it, he calls us. We gave our phone number to him because he makes it and we come and get it because it's the most delicious. So yesterday, Howard got the call to come and get the Manhattan clam chowder, and he went in there. And the man behind the counter, who is the owner of the store, who is the chef, who all of a sudden, the soup place became the soup Nazi place. Yeah, he said he couldn't understand why everyone was out in the street over a couple of bad cops who killed George Floyd, and asked if everything now has to change because two cops screwed up. Well, it's wrong on just the facts of the case, number one. Number two, 74% of America understands this is just the catalyst event that broke the camel's back, that Breonna Taylor was killed for sleeping while black, that Ahmaud Arbery was literally chased down, hit by Roddy McDaniel, whatever his freaking name is, that he was hit by Roddy's truck, and that the whole situation was literally three white guys hunting a young black jogger in their neighborhood, and that after he was dead and hit by Roddy's truck on top of it, that they stood over Ahmaud Arbery's dead body and yelled effing N-word about him. You know, a lot of people understand what Karens are doing. A lot of people understand that there are privileged, pampered white people out there that literally harass people with different opinions than theirs, including children, including old men, including young men, including white people, including people of Latino. I mean, it's just that the polarization in this country has a price, and that we're ready to pay it now to fix it. And a lot of people just don't get it. I saw videos, you know, all over the internet last night. I didn't pull this one. I have so many. It's crazy. But I saw a Trump supporter literally with a big Trump flag and an America yelling at some random protester on the street. I don't know where it was. Get your stats right. Blacks kill blacks. Black on black crime. You don't even know what you're protesting. Well, whites kill whites and blacks kill blacks. But if you're going to stand there and argue that because people kill people closest to them in their neighborhood, and that doesn't indicate segregation to you, but that the police are now behaving like teenagers, gangbangers, or domestic violent white guys who kill their wives, you got bigger problems than we can solve for you.